Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and anytime I get a chance to talk to Beverly Williams, I get up. I get excited about it because she always has some exciting things to say to us about this very important sector of America, especially the marketplace. That's home-based businesses. And I don't know anybody in the world, probably in the galaxy, that knows more about home-based business than Beverly Williams does. She's the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by the SBA, selected about 10 years later than it should have been by the SBA. And she's also the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of The 30-Second Commute, The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Home-Based Business. This book is everything you'd ever want to know about home-based businesses. She's an original member of our Brain Trust, and she's our friend. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I don't know who you're talking about there, but
Well, now, Beverly, this is National Compliment Day.
It is.
Yes, today is. I forgot to mention that earlier. Today is National Compliment Day.
Okay. All right. Well, I
now
compliment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Now it's your turn. Huh? Hello. Hello. This is not supposed to be that hard, Beverly.
No, it's not, in all honesty.
No, it's okay. No, it's too late now. The moment has passed. It's too late now. Beverly, there are approximately, what do you think, 20 million home-based business owners in America?
Well, you know, I would have said more like 30, but the SBA estimates that 53% of all small businesses are based in the home.
I think that number is way low.
I think so, too.
Oh, I think 50%.
But it's a better number than we've had in the past.
Yeah.
At least we're getting acknowledged as an important part of the business community, and we're getting some pretty high statistics there.
Mm-hmm.
That was based on census information, so I'm sure there's a lot of...
Of course, you know how old that information is.
Yes. Yeah.
By the time you receive it, it's already got mold on it. So, But every one of those home-based businesses are sitting there. Let's talk about the ones who, not just the ones who are operating, but the ones who are scratching out their idea on the back of a napkin on the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that they're just now being formed, like a little seed popping out of a, you know, falling to the ground and burying itself in the ground. Every one of those people need to, if they're going to be a business, they got to have customers, don't they?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And so whether they're thinking about it yet or not, they're going to be thinking about, who are my customers? I mean, that's mm-hmm. one of the things, Beverly, that everybody has to ask themselves. Who are my customers?
Right. And not, people don't spend enough time on identifying who their customer is. I tell people in my classes, if your answer is anybody who will pay me, it's the wrong answer. and yet that's usually the way we start out. And I say we. I put myself in that category because back when I first started my first one, which is more years ago than I care to think about, that's exactly what I thought. You know, well, people will pay me to do this, and I had no idea who those people really were. And so spending some time doing a little bit of research and thinking, who is it that's going to pay me, and being as specific as possible is very, very important.
Well, absolutely. And I'm not sure what the first thought is for a home-based business. I know for some people the first thought is, okay, I just lost my job. What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then the second thought is, maybe I'll start my own business. I remember being downsized the second time in 18 months back in the 80s, Beverly. And I remember literally saying these words to myself. Do you want to go? You want to get your resume out and dust it off and start giving it out again? And I, for some reason, I said no.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said to myself, I literally said these words, I don't need any more help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And I sat down at my computer, which I had. I had been on computer for a long time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I designed my business card, and I said, "This is who I am from now mm-hmm, on." Mm-hmm. And I never looked back. And that was 17 years ago.
And what was your first thought about how you were going to market yourself?
I said to myself, I believe I know some stuff that businesses could benefit from.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that I knew some things that I had learned that the customers that I had called on in the past, I knew that they didn't know those things. And mm-hmm. because I had been trained by some pretty sharp folks, and mm-hmm. and I knew a lot of these businesses, especially small businesses, had not had that background.
Right.
And so I said, I think that's marketable. And mm-hmm. I'd created a consulting business, and that's what I started out doing, all those years ago. And but the first thought was that I had something I thought people would pay for. But then I had to say to myself, who's going to pay for this?
Mm-hmm.
What do those people look like? How are they going to find out about me? Mm-hmm. And that was when my marketing plan was born.
Right. How they're going to find out about me is probably one of the most important questions after you've identified who a good client for you would be, because knowing it and then getting that information out to them is vital. Mm-hmm. If they don't know about you, it doesn't matter if you know who your perfect client is or not.
Right.
They need to know you're the perfect business for them, and that's where your marketing plan comes into place. The difficulty for a lot of home-based business owners is that they're starting on such a shoestring budget. You may have had the luxury, and I say that in quotes, of having a severance package of some sort, or
nope,
no, nothing, huh?
Not me.
Okay.
I didn't catch a shoot on the way down like some people do.
Well, good.
No.
Good for you for managing without.
It wasn't good for me. I'll tell you that.
No, I'm sure. It's very.
I had two
scary
kids and two.
Difficult.
I had two kids and two mortgages. I was
mm-hmm.
motivated. I was motivated. I promise you.
That motivation is very strong. Well, then, like you, so many people have nothing except fear in the pit of their stomach that says, I have to get my name out there. I have to get my reputation out there. I have to get my abilities out there to the people who want and need my services. And visibility is a lot of how you do that. You go out pounding the pavement and getting yourself known. That's really, really part
shoe
of
leather.
Marketing plan.
Shoe leather
is right.
No
shoe
marketing
leather.
Plan is worth a darn without some shoe leather.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two kinds of shoe leather. There's real shoe leather, and in the 21st century, there's virtual shoe leather. And we're going to talk about both of those right after these messages with our good friend Beverly Williams. It's 20 after. Maybe in the meantime, while we're gone, she'll think of a nice compliment for me. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Williams is here, too, because it wouldn't be nearly as much fun without her. Because we're talking about home-based business marketing and getting yourself out there and buying and selling and stuff like that, all that really important stuff that has to happen. And Beverly, when we went to, by the way, before we go any further, I want you to give us your website, please.
Okay, it's www.beverlywilliams.com.
And that's where we can find your book, can't we?
You certainly can.
And we can buy it from you and get an autographed copy, can't we?
Yes, you can, actually.
Well, I like to make my authors work for their money, so folks, go to Beverly's site and order the book, The 30-Second Commute. And what's the price, Beverly?
It's $16.95.
$17. For the fulfillment of your dreams, folks. I don't know how you can get any, do any better than that. I think I encourage you to check it out when you can. Beverly, we went to the break about virtual shoe leather and real shoe leather.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I started my home-based business, I used real shoe leather.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out and I said, hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And because there wasn't much virtual stuff going on in those days.
Mm-hmm.
But the only virtual thing you had in those days would be to leave a card behind, and maybe they give it to somebody else, and you had a little worker bee going on behind the scenes. But today, you just gave out. You just used a little bit of virtual shoe leather, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I gave out my website.
Right.
Yep.
And that's virtual shoe leather. Yeah. And that it's not either or today, is it? It's both and.
It's both and. For I would say probably 90-some% of all businesses, having a website is a very valuable marketing tool. And I've had some people say to me, well, what, you know, my market's local. Why would I need a website? In truth, I think a lot of people use the website now as their Yellow Pages. I mean, you can certainly get the Yellow Pages online.
Mm-hmm.
But people go to Yahoo and Google and some of the other search engines and say, I'm looking for this kind of a business in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And they can define it so quickly specifically and get a response so quickly from these search engines, and within a matter of seconds, you may have somebody's website in your area that's mm-hmm. doing what you need to do.
I've done that before, and I didn't mm-hmm. know. I didn't even know that they did what I found. I found them online. Then it turns out they're almost my neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I knew that they.
It wasn't that I didn't know they existed. I didn't know that they did what I was talking about. I was looking for.
Right. So a lot of people use the internet, the electronic business cards to find people.
And you know what, Beverly, it's not just finding them. Once you find them, there's this is something that one of my Brain Trust members, and I'll think of her name in a minute, Anita Rosen. Anita uh-huh. Rosen was one of the pioneer developers of the early really really important websites. I think she was with Yahoo, as I remember, but uh-huh. one of the early folks there. But she defined e-business this way, as e-commerce, e-customer service, and e-shopping.
Uh-huh.
Right. I mean, look at how much shopping people now do online,
uh-huh.
and an awful lot of it they don't even buy online. They just shop, and then they go to the store.
It's exactly right. Exactly right. It is so important to have your information there. If you hand somebody literally a physical business card, all they have on it is whatever can be printed on that small 2x3-inch card, whereas your website can have all the information they could possibly want plus some.
A catalog, your whole catalog, and Beverly, without e-commerce, which does take a little bit of a budget to create,
mm-hmm.
a catalog is very inexpensive to put up.
Mm-hmm.
But Beverly, in the time that we got left, but for those folks who really are really early in the process, and when we talk about a website, that's way ahead of them right now.
Right, it probably is.
Let's get back to the real shoe leather marketing, because you got some great ideas there.
Well, I've developed is 25 low cost ideas for marketing your business while building community awareness. That to me is the key. You want to get known in the community where your clients, your potential clients are.
So you don't want to just be known as a person who sells something particular.
No.
You want to be known for more than that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You want to be known for somebody who has credibility, for someone whose name is out there as someone who's reliable, who does a good job, who works in their community, who cares about the community, who volunteers. There are so many things that you can do while you're building your business that will help you down the road. It's a little harder to quantify how you can't really hand out a coupon. If you hand out a coupon and you get 20 of them back out of 100, you know you've gotten a pretty good percent back.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
return on your marketing dollar.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder to quantify that when you volunteer and go out and do things that get you known in your community, but it is so invaluable that you can't put a price tag on it.
You got to read Ecclesiastes for that kind of an attitude. Cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you.
You got it. You're absolutely correct.
No, you got it. You're exactly right. Beverly, I'm sorry to say we have to wrap it up, but we're going to continue this series, folks, for a number of weeks with Beverly. We got a lot of marketing stuff to talk about to help you with your home-based business. Beverly, give us the website again, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
And you can find the 30-second commute there, folks. And if you're home-based and want to be, you got to have that book. Hey, Beverly, thanks a lot for being here. See you next time.
I'll be here.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too with Todd Walrath. He's got some really important stuff to talk about. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administ.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.